So the Gemara on the bottom of Daf Yud Rav and Aleph told a story. The Gemara said Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua were once traveling together on a sfina. Rabbi Gamliel took tzedel aderech with him. He took pita. Rabbi Yeshua took tzedel aderech with him. He took pita, and he also took soivas. Now, this trip ended up taking longer than anticipated, and it got so long that Rabbi Gamliel ran out of his food. He ran out of his pita. Thankfully, Rabbi Yeshua had taken soilus with him, and he was able to use the soilus to make new pita, and as a result, they had what to eat. So Rabbi Gamliel turns to Rabbi Yeshua, and he tells Rabbi Yeshua, how did you know to take soilus? Meaning, usually, if you're going on a trip, on a business trip, you don't start taking ingredients and oil and flour and brown sugar. You don't start taking all these things. Like, how did you know to take soilus? So Rabbi Yeshua says, you know, I have some ideas in astronomy, and I know there's a koichov that ascends once every 70 years, and this is mevalval and makes the sailors completely tzemished. And I had a hunch, libi amarli, that maybe this is when this koichov is going to come, and as a result, I felt better safe and sorry, I took with me a little bit of soilus. Rabbi Gamliel heard what Rabbi Yeshua told him. He was amazed. This was not the answer he was expecting. He says, Rabbi Yeshua, you're the smartest person I ever met in my life, right? Poetic license. You're an absolute genius. He said, if you're so smart, why are you on your way now to the other side of the world to make parnasa? You can't figure out a way to stay home and support your family. So Rabbi Yeshua didn't answer him. But what Rabbi Yeshua did tell him is, you think that's a chiddush? He says, I want to tell you about two talmidim of yours that you don't even know was tutzich b'ezeh. Rabbi Loza Chisma and Rabbi Yochanan ben Gudgada. They're so smart that they could tell you how many tipais there are in the yam that we're in right now. And they don't even have pita and soilus. And they don't have clothing to wear. Rabbi Gamliel heard that. He says, oh my gosh. He says, when I come back, I'm going to fix this problem. He made up that he's going to give them a position. So he comes back. He meets with them. They don't want to come. Finally, he said, I want to offer you a position. He said, no, we're not taking any shtellers. He says, no, you think I'm giving you a shteller? Trust me. This is not a shteller. This shteller is an avdus. And he quoted a pasuk, what the Zekanim told Rechavam when he came to them for counsel. Vayidabru elav lemer imayoyim tia eved la'amazeh. You want to be in a position of authority, ultimately you're going to have to subordinate yourself to your subject. And as a result, don't think it's such a srara. Take the position like this, you're going to be able to have parnas. Now, Pasha, when you learn this Gemara, what the Gemara sounds like it's saying is that Rabbi Gamliel heard this two Yungalite that didn't have parnasa. So he wanted to be mefarnas them, b'derech kovet. So he felt, I'll give them a shteller. You'll have this position, you'll have that position. And like this, they're going to have jobs. They have jobs, you get a paycheck. Able to be mefarnes to family, they'll have pas lechel and they'll have beged lilbush. That's Pashup Shana in the Gemara. Stating that, the Tashbitz, Echad Menor Rishonim, Rab Shimon Ber Tzemach, in his Shailos and Tshuvas HaTashbitz, this is in Simon Kuf Membeis, he says a beautiful pshat in this Gemara, Pashup Shana in the Gemara from one of the Rishonim, and this is based on an Inyan that came up in yesterday's daf. It's an Inyan that's going to come up again in the few dafin that we have left in the Sechah Sirius, and it's in base medrash play chiddush because it's something that we've spoken about in the past. And that is as follows. Yesterday's daf, the Gemara brought a drasha. It says regarding the Kohen Gadol, the HaKohen HaGadol Me'echav. Darshan Chazal, what does it mean that the Kohen Gadol was Gadol Me'echav? He was Gadol Benoi, he had to be more handsome. B'koyach, he had to be stronger. B'chachma, he had to be wiser. U'ba'oshu, he had to be wealthier. Now, what would be if you found a Kohen Gadol? He's very noy, he's very strong, and he's a big balkishvin. But Lamaisa, sefeltim abyssal. He doesn't have the money. How do we know that the brothers had a responsibility to make sure that he had what he needed and that he was going to be wealthier than all his brothers? There's an obligation to make the Kohen Gadol wealthy. He has to be gadol, benoy, bekoyach, bechachmu, ve'osher. And there's a chiyuv, there's an obligation, if he doesn't even have it, to go ahead and make him into a gvir. Says the Tashbitz, I have two rayas from Rashi's and Chas, that this halacha of gadlei u'mishalecha was not only true for the Kohen Gadol, but it was true for the Nasi as well. It was true for the Rosh Hashiva, and seemingly it would have been true for any person that was in a position of authority. The first Rashi is in maybe our favorite Gemara, and that is Tainus Taf Chafalef Amid Aleph. It's the Maisa with Ulfa v'Rabbi Yochanan. So we don't have to chazer over the whole Maisa with Ulfa v'Rabbi Yochanan. But the Gemara says that Ulfa v'Rabbi Yochanan, they were learning together, and they decided that to go make Parnasa, because they both didn't have anything, and they both left. Rabbi Yochanan has a Paschal, he goes back. Ulfa continues, he becomes the Seichet Talmud Chacham, the Akhtamah Tin Margol Sayam, right, the income occurred. But when Ilfa comes back, he saw that Malach Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan had become Melech. Says Rashi, what does it mean, Malach Rabbi Yochanan? Minu Rosh Yeshiva Aleim. He had become the Rosh Yeshiva. Says Rashi, Minig who, the Minig was, Misha who Rosh Yeshiva. The person that was the Rosh Yeshiva, Hoye Megadlin Oysa Mishalohem, Umashirin Oysa. They would be Megadl the person, and they would turn him into a Gvir. Kidamrina Legabi Kohen Gadol. Like you find by the Kohen Gadol, Besifra, it's a Teres Kohenim, Ubiyuma Yudches, it's also Hoyrius Daftes, Vakoyen Agadol Meyechov, Gadleyo Mishalechov. So Zok Rashi, that Rabbi Yochanan, when he became the Rosh Yeshiva, they also made him a Gvir. By the way, why is Rashi speaking that out in the Mice of Ulfa Vera? Rabbi Yochanan, right? In Beis Medrash Blei Chiddush, Fukum Tesarai. It's because that was the whole beginning of the story. The beginning of the story was that Ilf Rabbi Yochanan, they both had no money. And they said, let's go work, we'll be Mekayim the Pasik of Efes Kiloyir B'cha Evyoy. Ilfa was Mekayim that Pasik by becoming a Soicher. He became a big, successful businessman. Rabbi Yochanan was Mekayim the Pasik by becoming a Shiva. That's the Imek in Rashi, right? Why is Rashi saying this? It's because Ilfa comes back and he saw Malach Rabbi Yochanan. What did he see? Pashit Malach Rabbi Yochanan, he became a big alamdin. He goes down as the great Rabbi Yochanan. No, Malach Rabbi Yochanan got Meir Shemayim Oichit, right? He made more money also. So that he also had. That's all nichlal in what Ilfa sees when he comes back. And he sees that Malach Rabbi, Pashit Shah. But Al Kapanim, it's enough in a Rashi, says the Tashbits, that what does it mean, Malach Rabbi Yochanan? Once he became Rosh Hashiva, at that point, now it's actually interesting because Rashi's Lashon is Minigu. It was a Minig. This halach of Gadleya Mishalachav is a din. So it could be regarding a Kohen Gadol, it's a din. Regarding the Rosh Yeshiva, it's only a minute. But either way, a mefurish Rashi and Shas, Ilfa v'Rabbi Yochanan, Tainis Chafal of Amir Alf. The second Rashi is in a Gemara in Masechta Soito, Daf Mem Amir Alf. The Gemara over there is talking about Anvesenuse Rav Avo. Gemara talks about what an honor, what a humble person the great Rav Avo was. So the Gemara says, Vesu, I'll tell you another story. Rav Avo, Imnu Rabbanon Olelem, Imne Bereshe. The Rabbanon got together, they convened, and they voted that Rav Avo should become the Rosh Yeshiva. Kivin the Chazil, the Rav Abadim and Akku, the Vishli Bali Choyvis. But then Rav Avo saw that Rav Abadim and Akku had a lot of Choyvis. He saw he was in debt. Omar Lohusa, he told the Olam, Ika, he said, Rabba, there's somebody bigger than me, make him Rosh Yeshiva instead. So Rav Avo was just voted in to be Rosh Yeshiva. He is the nominee. And he says, I'm going to pass. And want you to take my nomination and give it instead to Rabbi Abba de Menaku. Why? Because he's a grace of Baal Chayv. Chaychis. Because he's a Baal Chayv, that's why he should become the Rosh Yeshiva. Zok the Heilige Rashi. Amar Rabba Avo, Islan Rabba, there's someone greater than me. Chacham Gadol. V'roi Leshev, V'roi Yoysim Mimeni. Why did he say it? Kideshi Yoshivu Berosh. Because they wanted Rabbi Abadim and Akash to become Rosh Yeshiva. And when he becomes Rosh Yeshiva, they're going to give him gifts. They're going to make him wealthy. Because if he's not going to be wealthy, he won't be Choshev. People are not going to take him seriously. Said the Tashbits. I found another Rashi where Rashi says the same exact thing. That the minhag was that they would make the Rosh Yeshiva wealthy. So he should be a respected person, Be'enei. But the bottom line is, based on this chazal, and that's why Rabbi Avo, with his chachma, wanted that Rabbi Abadim and Akko should become the Rosh Yeshiva. Why? Like this, he'll make money, because he knew he was in debt. He was in financial hack. So like this, he's going to be able to kick out of his grip. This will be the lifeline for him. A beautiful Gemara with a beautiful Pshat and Rashi. But says the Tashbits, I have two Rashis where Rashi says that this halach of Gadleya Mishalechov is not only true for the Kohen Gadol, but it's true for a Nasi as well. And the emesis says the Tashbits, I was quoting Rishonim here. He said it makes perfect sense that this is the way it should be. You know why? Because we're going to learn a Gemara in the end of Hirius. This is a famous Gemara, but it's coming up. Where the Gemara says, Mamzeh Talmud Chacham is Koidim the Kohen Gadol Ama'aretz. If someone's a Talmud Chacham, even if he's a Mamzer, he gets Kedima L'chol Davisha B'Kedusha to the Kohen Gadol if he's an Ama'aretz. That means, in the rank and file, a Talmud Chacham is greater than the Kohen Gadol. Ad Kedei Kach, the Mamzer Talmud Chacham is greater than the Kohen Gadol Ama'aretz. If that's the case, Madach you find, says the Tashbits, there's a Halach of Gadleya Mishalecha. When it comes to the Kohen Gadol, which is a Chashav Inyan, Keset Kohuna, Kal V'Chaymer, when it comes to Keset Torah, which is Oyla Al Gabeyim, where you find that the Mamzer Talmud Talmud Chacham comes before the Kohen Gadol Amor, certainly there has to be a din of Gadlei Mishalechav. So said the Tashbitz, it has to be. If it's Gadlei Mishalechav by the Kohen Gadol, there has to be Gadlei Mishalechav by the Nasi, by the Rosh Yeshiva, and that's Pshat and Rashi in Tainus Chafalof Amin Aleph. That's Pshat and Rashi Masech Tesoite Daf Mem Amin Aleph. Zok the Tashbitz Toich Dvarov in the middle of this tshuva. That's Pshat. That's what's going on in a Gemara talked away. It's tucked away because it's like from the first Agadah to Gemara's here in the end of Masech Tesoire is, because in the middle of very intense Gemara's, that told the story about Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua. And at the end of the story, Rabbi Gamliel is made aware that there's two Talmidim of his, Rabbi Lazar Chisma and Rabbi Yochanan ben Gudgada, She Yoidin Lishar Kamatipas Yesh Beyom, Abu the Elahim Paslecho, Veloy Begad Lubash. So what was his idea? Nasan Daitoy La Shiva Mirosh. His idea was, let me make him Rosh Yeshiva. Let me give them a position. So we learned to Gemara, it means give him a position, give him something. He'll have a job, he'll say face, whatever it is. Like this, he'll have Parnasa. Says the Taj, but that's not what's going on. On it. He wanted to make him a real Rosh, maybe the Rosh Yeshiva, give him a real Sarara. And if he's going to get a real Sarara, he's going to have a real position. There's going to be a din of Gadlei Mishalechav. And if there's a din of Gadlei Mishalechav, well, at this point, he's zicha going to have Parnasa, says the Tashbitz. That's what's going on over here in this Gemara. Demis is. This Tashbitz, it's a beautiful tshuva. It's mamash kedai to see inside. It's in Chelok Aleph Simen Kuf Mem Beis, and really continues to Kuf Mem Gimel, Kuf Mem Dalet, Kuf Mem Hey, Kuf Mem Vav. It's all the same inyan. The Shoyal, clearly, in these tshuvas, had asked the Tashbitz. I mean, he starts off, he doesn't respond to a Shoyal, but he's responding to an inyan that it seems like is making a tumult. So this is like a tumult going on in the times of the Tashbitz, and he's sitting down and he's writing a letter and he says, I want to address something. So sometimes it's current events and you'd love to hear what certain people have to say on that topic, and that's mamish what the Tashbitz is doing. The tumult was the Rambam in his Pirush HaMishnayos. Which Rambam in Pirush HaMishnayos? Perek Dal Mishneh Hey, with the Rambam talks about the Mishnah that says that Torah is not allowed to be a kardom lachberba, right? And a person is not allowed to be nenami kisrishal Torah. Vadvar matikin. Rambam talks about Hilchas Talmud Torah, right? This is a very, very famous Rambam. Ve'inkam v'karim v'laharech. And the idea of that Rambam is that you find it with Amiram, Tanam, there with Tzadikim, that they didn't want to take anything from anybody. Think of Hillel Azakin. They were so moise nefesh when it came to Torah, a bean not to take from another person. The Rambam says there's no question people would have been mefarnes Hillel. Who wouldn't have given parnas? Who wouldn't write a Yisachas Vulin Shtar with Hillel Azakin, right? Anybody would have, anyone that could afford it. So how is it possible that all these people with such aniyim ve'avyonim, says the Rambam, because they didn't want to be nenemi kisrishal Torah. So the Tashbit says, I hear a big tumult, and people are quoting the Rambam that says, Zachin, that would seem to suggest that it's not okay to be mafarnes a rav, and it's not okay to give to a nasi, to the Rosh Yeshiva. It's not okay to do this. And the Tashbitz writes this tshuva, and really these series of tshuvas, to go keneged that, and to say, chalila, the nasi they used to give more than anybody else. There was an inyan of Gadlei Mishalechav, and learn up the Gemara of Malach Rabbi Yochanan, how he goes mamish from being an Araman to a Gvir, and look at Rabbi Avo's idea, Rabbi Abedim in the how he had this cheshbon because he's stuck in chayvus. And look at the Gemara Hori Staf Yudam Aleph, and he brings chapter and verse. I'm just mentioning a few, but he goes through rai after rai that they used to. Those tzaddikim. So maybe it was a midas chasidus. He doesn't address it so head on, but that was already addressed by the Kesef Mishnah, and even years later. But he says, don't misquote that Rambam, because you're taking that Rambam out of context. You don't know how to understand that Rambam, because it's clear from Jewish history. This is always the way it was. Toich Dvar. One of the things that Tashbit says, he says that you have to understand, Tein l'chacham v'yech gemoid, pun intended, that if you see there's an inyan of Gadlei Mishalechav when it comes to the Rosh Hashiv, when it comes to the Nasi, then it has to be true for all Lamedei Torah. His lashon is, V'afilu ha-talmidim ha-iskim b'Torah kol yomeim, afal pi she'enem Rosh Hashivis, even if they're not on the level of Rosh Hashivis, chayovim ha-tzibur l'parneson derech kvoidam. You have to be mechabedem. And not only be mechabedem, you have to be mechabedem derech kvoidem. And he goes on by richos about the chshivos of being mefarnes someone who's teirasa yom nasa, where all he does is sin and learn Torah. He wakes up in the morning going to first seder, and he goes to sleep at night from night seder. And this is mamish what he's thinking about the entire day. Says the Tashbitz, even though this halacha doesn't mean them, this halacha means the nasi. It's poshid. And this, if this is the way it is when it comes to the Nasi and the Reshiva, this is the way it has to be for all people that are Oisik B'Torah. And really, these tshuvas are a tremendous chizik in understanding the chshivas of the Lamed Torah and the role that they play in Klal Yisrael. And it's also a tremendous chizik in understanding the maila of Achzakas HaTorah. in Kuf Mem Dalet, he talks about that there's a mitzvah gedoyla, that if someone's mekayim this mitzvah, muftach lo she'itel schar harbe. If someone does this mitzvah, it's guaranteed he's going to get a lot of schar. V'neman hu ba'malachtei she'yishalem lo schar pulosas. You want the haftocha from the Tashbit, it's haftocha. He says, if someone's mekayim this mitzvah, muftach lo she'itel schar harbe. Guaranteed he's going to get a lot of reward. V'neman hu ba'malachtei she'yishalem pulosas. What is that? V'humah she'omru perek basra d'ksubas. Om Rabbi Lazar, ame'oretz enam chayim. Right, the Amiyoritz are going to have no way to live. How are they going to come up with Chiyas HaMeisim? What's it going to be? And the Gemara says, until finally Rabbi Yochanan was able to come up with an Eitzah, there was an Eitzah that was found for the Amiyoritz. What is it? Three things. If somebody marries off his daughter to a Talmud Chacham, if somebody does business for a Talmud Chacham, meaning he helps them with his business, or if someone is Mahana, a Talmud Chacham in a Chasav. Those three things is the school of even for the Amiyoritz to become with Chiyas HaMeisim. Says the Tashbetz, if someone's Mekayim these things, he marries off his daughter to a Talmud Chacham. He does pragmatia on behalf of a Talmud Chacham. And he's Mahana, a Talmud Chacham, in a Chasav. Such a person is Muftachloy, Sheyitel Schar Harbe, V'neman Hu Ba'malachte, Sheyishalim Leschar Pulos. But either way, this is what's going on in this Tashbetz. And really, why are we talking about this? Because it's a beautiful pshat in our Gemara over here, in Hoyri Estaf Yudam Ad Aleph.